You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 92, the practice of celibacy. Today's challenge. The practice of celibacy is unbiblical. Paul describes forbidding marriage as a doctrine of demons, 1 Timothy 4, verses 1 to 3. Today's defense. Celibacy is grounded in Scripture, including the writings of St. Paul. Celibacy is the state of being unmarried. This is not the condition most people are called to, but it is for some. In the Latin Church, most ordained ministers are celibate, as are many in Eastern Catholic churches. Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1579-80. This is a matter of discipline rather than doctrine, and it could change for sufficient reason. However, being unmarried allows clergy to fully consecrate themselves to Christ and His service. It also conforms them to the model of life adopted by Christ during His ministry and by all the saved in the next life, Matthew 22:30. The way the discipline has been practiced has varied in different periods, but it's far from unbiblical. Although Jesus recognized marriage as a good instituted by God, Matthew 19, verses 4 to 6, He Himself was celibate, see day 25, and He recommended celibacy to those who could accept it, Matthew 19, verses 10 to 12. Celibacy is also discussed by Paul. He indicates that he was celibate and wished everyone was, though he acknowledged it is not everyone's calling. 1 Corinthians 7:7, compare verses 1 to 9. In view of the conditions of his day, he counseled the unmarried to remain as they were, noting that it would spare them worldly troubles and allow them to be single-minded in their devotion to Christ. Yet he acknowledged that it was not sinful to marry. 1 Corinthians 7, verses 25 to 38. He also appears to recommend celibacy to Timothy as a minister. 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. With this as background, we can understand what Paul means when he refers to forbidding marriage as a doctrine of demons. He's not condemning celibacy, which he both practiced and recommended. He's condemning the idea that nobody should marry, that marriage is somehow immoral, a view endorsed by some heretics. In the same letter, Paul endorses vows of celibacy. When he was discussing an order of consecrated widows, he said, "Refuse to enroll younger widows, for when they grow wanton against Christ, they desire to marry, and so they incur condemnation for having violated their first pledge." 1 Timothy 5:11 and 12. He therefore recommended that younger widows remarry and avoid violating the consecrated widow's vow of celibacy. Verses 14 and 15.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.